Democrats in New York are heartened by what they call a blue wave in this week's election results in the state and the nation. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
2017 is considered an off election year with no presidential or statewide contests like a governor's race. But nevertheless, Democrats in New York, hungry for signs of encouragement after the 2016 election of President Trump, are very happy over Democratic wins in the county executive races in two suburban New York City counties, Nassau and Westchester. Governor Andrew Cuomo seemed especially gleeful over the defeat of incumbent Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who lost to Democratic State Senator George Latimer.
And he was trounced in a county where the county executive, Astorino, made a point of his relationship with Trump.
Astorino was Cuomo's opponent in the 2014 governor's race. After Tuesday's election results, he said he would not try to run for governor in 2018. Democratic Senate leader Andrea Stork-Cousins says after what she considers to be a politically disastrous year since Trump was elected president, she's encouraged that so many New Yorkers and Americans are realizing that their vote can count.
For a long time, people, I believe, have become less and less civically engaged. And at some point, I think people just started to believe that none of it mattered. Government didn't matter. Who gets elected doesn't matter. And I think after last year's election and certainly what's happened following last year's election really energized people into recognizing that they have an incredibly crucial role to play.
Stork-Cousins is hoping that the Democratic wins in the New York City suburbs can translate into more victories for her party's Senate candidates in 2018 and result in Democrats taking back control of the Senate. The chamber is currently ruled by Republicans, aided by breakaway Democrats. The GOP safely holds many upstate districts, and Democrats are entrenched in New York City Senate posts. But the suburbs have some swing seats, and the Democrats hope to chip away in three key districts on Long Island and one in Westchester. The senator says Democrats plan to put up strong candidates across the board to challenge incumbents.
I'm sure that the Senate will become Democratic, finally.
For Democrats to take control of the Senate, though, two feuding factions would need to reunite. Eight Democrats are members of the Independent Democratic Conference. They do not caucus with the rest of the Democrats. And one Democratic senator, Simcha Felder, is actually part of the Republican Conference, and he helps the GOP maintain its 32-seat majority. That's the bare minimum number of seats needed to rule the Senate. Governor Cuomo, who in the past has worked cooperatively with the Republicans and the Independent Democrats, has increasingly called for the Democratic Senate factions to unify. He repeated that call one day after elections.
As the head of the Democratic Party, I'm saying to both sides, your personal agenda and your personal ego is irrelevant to the Democratic Party. And you're supposed to be in office to espouse democratic platforms and ideas and help the party grow and help New York grow rather than further your career.
A spokesman for Senator Stork-Cousins says the senator agrees that the Democrats should unite and that it should be about policy, not perks. And a spokeswoman for the Independent Democratic Conference says the senators in the conference are Democrats and they also plan to work to elect more Democrats in 2018. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.